This is the Agribusiness Report. Today from Capitol Hill, as we have two members from the Kansas delegation, Representative Sharice Davids and Representative Tracy Mann. They'll join us in just a moment. Another member of the House Ag Committee from Arkansas is Rick Crawford.
Well, that's the real challenge here, because not only do we have to, you know, address those hurdles of bipartisanship, but when we cross the Capitol and now we're bringing in the Senate, then it, you know, obviously they're under a different leadership because they're in the Democrat majority, and therefore it may be more difficult even to create a bicameral environment that is also bipartisan. So yeah, we got some real challenges, and we've done it in the past. If we hadn't, we wouldn't have been able to pass farm bills, but it is a challenging environment.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James from Washington, D.C., and we ran into the Honorable Sharice Davids. She represents 3rd Congressional District of Kansas. Always right. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too.
Well, years in a row. By the way, let's start by saying happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And you're also playing softball here, mm-hmm. So I can't wait to hear more about that. But
yeah.
Really, this week, we're teeing up the farm bill. Yeah. Are you excited about this?
I'm definitely excited about getting the chance to work on a farm bill. This is my first farm bill since I've gotten to Congress. So I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to us figuring out, you know, how to get what is traditionally a bipartisan bill across the finish line. And I'm always looking for opportunities to get bipartisan wins. And so I'm looking forward to my first farm bill markup here in 2 days. Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. And let's see. One thing you've had at least maybe not in the bullseye, but definitely on the target since you got here has been crop insurance, mm-hmm. protecting that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, the National Crop Insurance Service is in the Kansas 3rd, and so even when I wasn't on the Ag Committee, they made sure to get me up to speed as much as possible on protecting crop insurance and making sure that safety net and backdrop is there for, you know, those unplanned, unanticipated, whether it's a natural disaster or whatnot. So, I definitely think there's some great baseline stuff in there to make sure that crop insurance is protected. Of course, there's going to be sticking points, and that's the purpose of a markup and the purpose of negotiations. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, for some, walking into a farm bill and a farm bill debate is brand new, but you've actually had some time with somebody who's written a few farm bills over his time. I just wonder, did you get through any of these farm tour discussions without laughing
with
former Senator
Roberts?
Pat Roberts?
Yeah, so Senator Roberts is obviously very funny. I think anyone who's gotten to spend any time with him knows that. But he might not know that he's a mentor of mine, but I've certainly taken every opportunity I can to talk to him about the ways that, like, coming from a state where we have Senator Pat Roberts, Senator Bob Dole, making sure that we actually keep in that tradition of bipartisanship, protecting crop insurance, protecting nutrition programs, I think is, it's something that I've really appreciated getting the chance to talk to him about and learn from him.
And I want to throw this in. I know we're tight on time, but Native American communities, how important is that?
Yeah, so there's actually a lot to build on from the 2018 Farm Bill. There were something like 62, 63 provisions that were directly aimed at making sure that tribal communities, Native communities, that's Alaska Natives, Native Hawaiians, and Native Americans of lower 48 are able to make use of the programs that the USDA offers, and then making sure that tribal governments are able to implement programs themselves and, you know, exercise some self-determination and sovereignty.
So good to see you. By the way, good luck with the upcoming softball game.
Oh, thank you. It's against the press. You should come. You should at least watch it while it streams. We're playing at Nat's Park. I'm just kidding. It's at Watkins Elementary.
I'm coming. I'm coming for that. It's the Honorable Sharice Davis. She represents the 3rd Congressional District of Kansas, is a member of the all-powerful House Agriculture Committee. I think that was penned by former Senator Pat Roberts. I'm Tony St. James from Washington, D.C. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Are you planning on fence or brushwork on your ranch this summer? West Texas Attachments has the skid steer attachments you need to make the job easier. Clear the way with their rock and brush grapple and drive posts quickly and accurately with the Montana Post Driver. They also have a tree and post puller that will handle trees up to 3 inches in diameter. West Texas Attachments also offers low-cost delivery to your area. Call Brad at 806-548-7167 or visit westtexasattachments.com to get the skid steer attachments to make your job easier.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Tracy Mann. He represents the big 1st Congressional District of Kansas, member of the House Ag Committee. Great to see you.
Great. Seeing you as well. Thanks for having me on again today.
When we talk about the big first, it's big, but it also means that things can vary from one side of the district to the other. How do things look back home?
Yeah, you know, so one of the biggest congressional districts in the country starts in Lawrence on the east, goes all the way to the Colorado border. We are one of the top 3 ag producing districts in the whole country. So number 1 for beef, number 1 for wheat production, number 1 for sorghum. Agriculture is certainly diverse throughout the district, but by and large, the needs of our producers are pretty similar. Right now, parts of the district are in a drought. Other parts have too much rain, but such is agriculture in Kansas in the springtime.
Well, let's jump into something I know you've been waiting to do since you came to Congress, and that's a farm bill, and it's here, right?
It's finally here. I've gone to the floor 27 times over the last couple of years, urging members of Congress and reminding them of the importance of getting a farm bill done. And we got to remind people, I believe, why we're doing this in the first place. You know, farm bills are 5-year bills for a reason. Long enough to provide some certainty for our producers, short enough that it can adjust and change with the times. And the biggest change now versus the last time Congress did a farm bill is the increase in input costs. And that's right where we are today, but could not be more excited to do a markup, to go to committee tomorrow, and get this thing rolling.
What about priorities? I mean, you're going to have 400-plus different priorities when it comes to a farm bill, but what do you believe is the most important pieces?
Yeah, as I look at this, we've got to have a fiscally responsible farm bill that works for our ag producers in Kansas and across the country. Within that, top priorities are crop insurance, trade, and oversight, and also ag research. And you look at all those things, you know, crop insurance, such an important risk management tool. You look at trade, the return on investment for the dollars we're spending on programs like MAP, Market Access Program, FMD, Foreign Market Development. I've led the charge to try to double those funds that we're spending there during the course of the Farm Bill. This bill does that. Oversight, you know, we've got to make sure that we're holding agencies, the USDA, accountable as they're implementing the Farm Bill. And ag research. And you look, we have a 20-to-1 return on dollars that we spend on ag research. So those are my priorities in this bill. The priorities that I have, fortunately, are reflected in the base text, and look forward to seeing it go to vote tomorrow.
You know, I'm glad you brought up that return on investment when it comes to research, because I don't know that the return on investment's quite that high on MAP and FMD, but it's pretty close.
No, it is. 20, it depends on the study. You said 20, maybe 30%. You know, the dollars we're spending to help us open up other markets, what that does for our, you know, the markets for the price, you know, what it does for prices for ag producers, very, very important. On research, you know, we're seeing China and other countries invest heavily in ag research. We want to make sure that we don't fall behind. We want to make sure that America continues to lead in the research space, and there's a great return on investment for the taxpayer in doing that as well.
Is it important to start that at the university level, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. And you look historically, you know, our land-grant universities, like Kansas State University, Haskell as well in my district, but our other land-grant universities around the country, that's a big part of it. There's other research as well, but I think our land-grant universities are the heart of that, certainly.
What about reaction? As the text came out, we've seen a lot of reaction, positive, we've seen negative, we've seen this is perfect to it's the end of the world. What are you hearing from the ag community?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, no bill is perfect, but I would say ag community in Kansas and around the country, what I'm hearing overwhelmingly is a strong support of this bill. We went through the most rigorous process, anything I've ever been through. When you think of all the listening sessions, the portal, you know, really reach out to stakeholders, producers, folks that are impacted by these programs. The bill that the chairman's putting forward to, in my view, is fantastic. Overwhelmingly have heard great things from our Kansas ag producers that they like the bill, like the tweaks that it makes, likes what it does. I'm optimistic that it's going to pass overwhelmingly here tomorrow.
Are there any changes that are needed as you look at it? Again, not a perfect bill yet. There are some things that might could go in to tweak it. Is there anything you're watching?
No. The changes that I wanted to see to our ag policy, I was able to work with the chairman and work with other members to get inserted in this draft that we have moving forward. So I'm not going to be looking to make significant changes, really any changes. My hope is that there are not amendments or changes made in the markup that are going to move us backwards or move us away from the base text of this bill, which I think is fantastic.
Okay. As we move forward, again, obviously Farm Bill is on the tee. You're ready to hit that one. Hopefully a hole-in-one coming. But what else are you watching that needs to happen before the end of this year and this congressional session?
Well, a lot of things. Certainly Farm Bill, got to get a committee, got to go to the floor of the House. The appropriations process also is well underway. You know, the Farm Bill is an interesting bill because it both authorizes and appropriates, but there's also appropriations for agriculture in other bills that really impacts day-to-day life and things for ag producers. So currently the fiscal year, you know, expires on September the 30th. So appropriations process will be well underway here this month at committee, the Appropriations Committee, and then moving forward next month on the floor of the House.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your work. And congratulations on just getting to this point.
Thank you for having me. Exciting days. We got to make sure that we do a fiscally responsible farm bill that works for our ag producers. And that's what we're going to see marked up tomorrow.
He's a member of the House Agriculture Committee and represents the big First District of Kansas. It's the Honorable Tracy Mann. I'm Tony St. James from Washington, D.C. It's the Agribusiness Report.
There's a tradition down here in the South, a tradition of hard work, a tradition of straight talk. For more than 100 years, Delta Pine Cotton has been a proud part of that tradition. With proven yield potential and genetics you won't find anywhere else, Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with Strong Cotton from Delta Pine Brand. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Special guests today, Sharice Davids from the 3rd District of Kansas and Tracy Mann from the 1st, both members of the House Ag Committee.
Are you planning on fence or brushwork on your ranch this summer? West Texas Attachments has the skid steer attachments you need to make the job easier. Clear the way with their rock and brush grapple and drive posts quickly and accurately with the Montana Post Driver. They also have a tree and post puller that will handle trees up to 3 inches in diameter. West Texas Attachments also offers low-cost delivery to your area. Call Brad at 806-548-7167 or visit westtexasattachments.com to get the skid steer attachments to make your job easier.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. Representative Kat Kamek of Florida is a member of the House Ag Committee.
I mean, when you start thinking about every aspect of your daily life in a rural community, from the fire trucks that you see in a rural community, the Farm Bill and USDA sometimes are the backbone to fund those fire trucks for rural education, for rural health care, for research and development. These are all things that the Farm Bill touches, because so many of the programs today are geared towards big cities, right? And rural America has always kind of been an afterthought, especially in recent years. But for someone like me, who represents a very rural district, it's so critically important that we're focusing on critical infrastructure, broadband, healthcare, education, those programs that keep our communities in rural America alive and thriving. Because at the end of the day, people have to start thinking about agriculture as national security. A nation that can't feed itself is not secure. And our rural communities are absolutely the backbone to that.